Now, remember, Val, be nice to Bergbaum, even if you don't like him. After all, he's the guy that's casting the show.
Sure, I'll be nice to him, baby. I'll slap him on the back till his store teeth sound like castanets. Listen, kid, you're the guy that'll count with Bergie. No, he's got an eye for beauty.
And a nose for business.
Yeah, he's hard-boiled, all right. See, with a dame with your looks could even scramble a hard-boiled egg. Just turn those eyes of yours on him. Be as flustered as a safe-cracker in the pocket spot of a cop.
Say, where did you learn that tune? You're the only guy in the world that thinks I'm a wow for looks. And you're the only guy in the world that I really want to think so. So I guess that's that all right, too.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Hey, when we was playing the tanks, the yokels sat and watched you and didn't know whether we was a huffing act or an acrobatic team. You know, fooling, dearie. You had half the yaps in the Sears and Roebuck belt gaga. Well, not everyone had water in the knee from singing mammy songs to you. Oh, gee, them eyes. See, them eyes as big as manhole covers.
So what are you trying to do, flatter me or something? And why?
Ah, you ninny, I'm just trying to tell you that if you flash one of them ivory-studded smiles of yours at Bergbaum, it's going to make it easy for him to forget how sour my dancing's going to be.
Oh, your dancing is going to be all right.
Huh? My knees are so wobbly, I could play an accordion between them.
Oh, don't crab the act, Val. We're as sure to click as a reformer's tongue in a nightclub.
Yeah. We click feeling like I do, so will a couple of pillars.
Say, where's all this confidence of yours that you were preaching to me just before we left the room?
Did you ever hear of misplaced confidence?
Yeah.
Well, that's what happened to mine. It got misplaced.
Well, let's go in and get it over with.
Stay out here a little longer, you mind? I ain't been in the sun like this for so long. I think I'm a mushroom.
Well, talking the way you do and feeling the way you do, Bergbaum will pick you for a toadstool, and them is poison.
Don't worry about me, baby. I'll come through.
Yeah, the stage door. Say, Val, what's the matter with you, anyway? Usually you're the guy that has all the optimism. But look at you now.
Do I have to?
Never mind the almost smart cracks. Listen, honey, you know this is the first time you've ever gone on the boards that you didn't think that you were the greatest huffer that ever slapped the planks. Well, maybe you're getting good sense, but it ain't good for you. You ain't used to it. You know what's the matter?
Sure ain't.
Never mind springing a smart crack. The trouble with you is that you've lost the old ego.
Listen, I'll tell you something. Can you keep a secret?
Like a microphone.
All right. You're wrong.
No, I'm not wrong, Val. That's the truth. You ain't got the old confidence. When you ain't got that in this racket, you're licked.
Gee, maybe there's something in that, kid. Well, it's just because for the first time in my life, I just don't feel as if I could do my stuff.
Oh, get that out of your head, honey. There's no use letting it stay in there alone anyway. You've been sick. In 2 days, you'll be back in the old form again. When you stay in bed as long as you did, you're bound to get wobbly and uncertain.
I know that, but I still know I'm going to be sour today, see? I only had a couple of more days. Well, kid, I'd have this guy Bergbaum off on his contract with both hands, but today I'm sour. And when I say sour, I mean something that'll make a green quince look like a lollipop.
Listen, you big mound of motionless brain matter. We're going on today, see? That ain't got nothing to do with tomorrow or the next day, except as a smaller number on the calendar, see? Today. In a few minutes, Laverne and Valentine are going through the stage door onto the boards to fight for the place in big time. You got to put out everything that's in you. Do you get that?
Oh, I get it. But
okay,
look here.
Now get this. We can't tell Bergbaum that you've been sick and expect that he'll take that into consideration.
Yeah, I know, dear.
So we got to do the best we can, kid. And remember that many a rotten dancer's got by on a smile and a lot of enthusiasm. And you sure are rotten today. And you ain't got a smile, and you ain't got no more enthusiasm than a cold, hot dog.
Oh, gee, Alice, listen.
Stop that moaning. We'll get by if you go in there thinking that we will.
Sure, we'll get by, baby. We're too many aisles. We'll have Bergbaum eating the globes right out of the foot.
Don't do any good to talk it, Val. You gotta feel it.
Yeah, I do feel it.
Oh, Val, snap out of it. We'll get the hook sure with you feeling that way.
That's what the spider got, wasn't it?
What?
Whey, you know, when he sat down beside Miss Muppet, curds and whey.
Sometimes I wonder about you. And it ain't about whether you're a genius or not, either.
Come on, it's time we went in. Come on.
Oh, wait a minute. I want to talk to you for a second.
It's the first time I ever heard you put a time limit on yourself.
Listen, Val.
I'm all ears.
And nose. But forget the why snap for a minute. You haven't by any chance forgotten how hot dogs taste for lunch, dinner, and breakfast, have you?
Gee, I'll never forget.
And you ain't forgot sitting around that room waiting for booking agents to call. And every time the phone rang, your heart jumped into your mouth and sat on a bicuspid. And when Central said, excuse it, please, wrong number, you wanted to hold your nose and jump off in the deep end. You ain't forgotten that, have you? Of
course I ain't.
You wouldn't like to do it again, would you?
Am I crazy?
Well, I often wonder about that. But that ain't the point. If we don't click today, that's what we'll be doing, see? You know that old circus ballyhoo? A little tear, a little laugh, and that's all there is to life?
Sure.
Well, that's a lot of hooey. Sure there's tears. And sure, there's laughs. But that ain't all there is to the big act. There's lots more. And the worst part of it is waiting and starving while you wait. And that's what we'll be doing if we don't wow Bird Bomb.
Oh, listen, we're going to wow that guy. No fooling, kid. We're going to leave the stage in sawdust.
We will if you get the swelling back in your head. What isn't so much that the team of Laverne and Valentine will be at liberty, Val, now that we didn't click with Bird Bomb. It's more than that. It's that you and I, Val and Alice, we'll have to sit around that room and trudge up and down streets and get snappy and fight. That's what matters.
Oh, listen, kid, we'll make the grade. I'll put everything I got into it. We'll go over like a shell around an oyster. I'll panic him, kid.
That's the way to talk, because if we don't, we're going to have a standard of living that a gnat couldn't lay an egg on.
Now, don't you worry, kid, don't you worry. I decided I could sell this act to that guy Bergbaum if I just got out of a cradle, to say nothing about a bed.
That's the way to talk. It's conceit you got to have in this game. And, Val, you've got a swell head. Swell for a bass drum, hollow and big.
Yeah? Well, yours is like a bass horn. A lot of hot air comes out of it. Makes a noise, but it don't mean nothing.
Well, my father said...
Your father, your father. I'm so tired of hearing about your father that, you know, all he ever does is talk. He's so lazy, he pretends he's deaf when they play the Star-Spangled Banner.
Oh, yeah?
The only work your old man would like to be doing would be... Well, he'd like to be doing imitations of the statue of the dying Gaul. He could lie down and wouldn't have to move.
Say...
It's a good thing breathing's a voluntary act, too. Your puppet strangled to death.
You don't understand, Paul. He's sort of an artist.
Yeah, he sure consecrated his life to it, too. His art is sleeping. Come on, now. Let's go in and wow Bergbaum and get this contract signed. Move our things back to the apartment.
You're pretty sure now that we're going to click, huh?
Listen, if we don't knock him dead, I'll go swimming in the orchestra pit.
Well, if we don't, there'll be enough tears in it so you can go wading anyway.
Now listen, baby. We'll put on a dance for him. It'll be so fast that our legs will look like spokes in a racing car with wire wheels. We're going to burn the wood asbestos right out of the curtain.
That's the way to talk, old darling. That sounds like Valentine of the famous team of Laverne and Valentine.
Yes, sir, folks. The greatest huffers that ever smoked the boards. Come on in and see the dance that Nero fiddled for and set Rome afire. See why Washington crossed the Delaware. Step right up, ladies and gents, and buy your passport to the Hoofer's Paradise.
Say, how long were you with the circus anyway?
Long enough for Leo, the biggest lion in captivity, to wear out four sets of teeth. Let's see now. I sold tickets one season. I played a gorilla two seasons. I doubled for the wild man of Borneo on his night off. I don't know. I've forgotten, but long enough not to be scared of an elephant.
I bet the elephant never got over you, though.
Hey, we're about 5 minutes late, you know.
No fooling.
Oh, don't you think I can tell time?
Not much.
Let's get in there before Bergbaum gets sore.
Okay. And will we panic him?
Panic him? Listen, kid, we're a lead pipe cinch. I'll put on a jig for that guy he'll tell his grandchildren about.
I know you will, darling.
Come on now, give me a kiss, huh? That's always good luck.
And don't forget, big boy, that when we come out of this stage door, they'll be putting the name of Laverne and Valentine into the bulb.
Now, once you're right.
Let it go, Professor.
Well, gee, isn't it gloomy back here after you've been out in the sun?
Yeah. There's a stagehand. Say, buddy, where's Mr. Bergbaum?
Are you Laverne and Valentine?
Well, if we ain't, our mother's been deceiving us.
Oh, when she told you were hoofers, huh?
You're kind of fresh for a hired hand, ain't you?
Well, you're going to have a pair of unhired feet if you don't get on the boards. Mr. Bergbaum's sitting out in front waiting for you. He said to tell you to go on as soon as you got here.
We're only 5 minutes late.
Well, that 5 minutes didn't make you any friends. What do you want me to tell Bill to play for you?
Any hot tune. We could dance anything but a ballad. Tell him to play the verses through easy, see? Then the chorus regular, and then let him have it.
Okay. Hang your coats on that nail if you want to. Or maybe you're so good you don't have to take them off.
Now,
huh?
Listen, brother. We could put on a better dance and a suit of armor than any other hooper on this avenue could in his birthday clothes.
Yeah, I was in the grocery store the other night, and I saw some hams put up in tins. Maybe you wouldn't look so bad in armor.
Hey, I got a good idea to knock you down, you...
Well, we'd better get the idea to go on pretty soon, or this guy Bergbaum is going to have a fit that wouldn't fit anything but a revolution.
We'll be ready in just a minute, as soon as we get these wooden shoes on.
What are you doing, a Dutch act?
No, you sap. That's what you're clogging.
Well, that's probably what's the matter with your dancing.
Okay, we're ready. Give that key mauler the cue.
Okay. Good luck, kids.
Thanks.
We need it.